This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinberger. Joining me this morning is State Representative Tom Bennett. He represents the 106th Legislative District in the Illinois House. Representative Bennett, Hi. How are you this morning?
Hi, Todd. Glad to be with you today, and thank you so very much for the opportunity to share some good things, or some challenging things, I guess you could say, going on in Springfield.
Challenging, I think, is a key word for one of the big things going on. That is redistricting.
Yes, the redistricting, it's something that's starting to heat up now, the process and the discussions. So that's a good thing. Basically, every 10 years, we get new census data. We have to redraw the congressional and the state legislative districts. We need to do both of them to reflect the change in population. In the past, this process has been abused, really, to keep the majority party in power. And there has been a push for something called fair maps for years. During the campaign a few years ago, Governor Pritzker said he wouldn't sign a redistricting bill that was openly partisan. So now we may get to see if he will follow through on that important promise. Todd, one of the biggest problems we have in Illinois is too much power concentrated in too few hands. Unfair district maps was one of the tools used to accumulate and hold on to that power, and this year we've got a chance to change that. The gist of the process is that if the legislature and the governor don't enact a map by June 30th, it goes to an 8-member commission with 4 members from each party appointed by the legislative leaders, and they have now until August 10th to file a map with the Secretary of State. So if they don't make that deadline, then the Supreme Court submits the names of 2 people from different political parties. And the Secretary of State then draws one of the names at random, and that person becomes a tie-breaking member of that commission. And then they have until October 5th to submit a map. So with all those things in mind, there's several things moving. Right now, there are a number of hearings around the state. Many of them are being done through Zoom, where they get a chance to listen to what constituents and voters believe about what the map should look like, what they should be, how they should be organized, on all those sorts of things. But I guess one of the concerns I'm deeply worried about, Todd, is the whole idea of transparency. We need to be more transparent than what we've done in the past. But again, this is kind of the guideline of what's happening. We'll see how this unfolds. Hopefully we'll get to where we need to be. But there's a lot of issues at stake. Of course, the census data is expected to be late. What do we do? Do we use that data? Do we use some other data? Do we move the dates back to the elections? Different states are doing different things. So it's a lot of discussion and more to take place between now and when we can get our districts identified. I would like to call to you and your listeners, if I may, in the Illinois State Constitution, it talks about this whole redistricting process. And it's in Article 4, Section 3, called the Legislative Redistricting. So if folks have a chance to look at this, it's in the Illinois State Constitution. It's all laid out. I think that will provide some more information. So we'll see where this goes, Tom.
I just recently spoke with State Senator Jason Berrickman, and he and a member of the House that he's working with have personally invited the governor to weigh in on the redistricting question. Do you think that J.B. Pritzker will do that? Do you think he'll become materially involved with this?
He said during the campaign that he would not sign a redistricting bill that was openly partisan. So he's already taken that first step to make comments about it, about how it should be done. It should be, you know, developed and created. So we'll see where he goes from there. I think the more he's involved in helping provide transparency and helping provide a fair map, as he mentioned in his campaign, I think that would benefit everyone.
If the Democrats decide they're going to proceed with redistricting on a partisan basis, can the Republican Party stop them? Is there a way of blocking their actions?
One thing right now that the Democrats are talking about is it's called ACS data. I believe that's American Community Survey data. And they believe they can use that data to develop the districts. And even the folks that are part of the ACS or the American Community Survey organization don't believe that data really should be used to develop the map. So they very well could end up in a court talking to the judges and presenting their cases, and then we'll have to see where it goes from there. But more questions right now than answers.
Well, Representative Bennett, as is so often the case with these tough questions, we've filled up the time pretty quickly. But what we can do is we will keep in touch with you, and you can just keep us posted as to how things are developing. And as you say, the clock is ticking, so we'll see how things go with this whole discussion of redistricting.
we'll see how this goes, and hopefully we are able to use the census data, but we're glad to get back with you again and talk some more about this, as well as other important issues also.
Representative Tom Bennett represents the 106th Legislative District in Central Illinois. That includes Livingston County, and I might say a large chunk of the central part of the state of Illinois. Representative Bennett, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Todd. Really appreciate it, and glad to be with you.
That's the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.